The annual Fright Fest of Halloween won't resemble past years. The coronavirus pandemic has made door-to-door trick-or-treating a truly scary proposition. In New Jersey, the governor's given a green light for Halloween, but in Delaware, officials are discouraging, but not banning, the annual procession of costumed children filling bags with candy, although some major events have also been canceled. WHYY's Chris Barrish reports on how towns have forced to scrap plans while families still try to have a fun night.
Halloween is huge for Jennifer McCloskey and her neighbors in the Falkland Heights neighborhood west of Wilmington.
Everybody's really friendly, so we have a lot of kids that come. So everybody in my whole neighborhood just about decorates for Halloween.
She's still hanging skeletons and ghouls on her trees and planning to creatively give out candy.
I saw some neat ideas on the internet, like people were putting sticks in the ground with candy bars on them and having people just walk up and pick one. Everybody will have a mask or you sit on the front porch and wave.
Public Health Director Carol Rattay endorses that method. She has other suggestions, too.
We really want to promote low-risk activities within your home. Might be pumpkin carving, decorating your home, holding a virtual costume contest, movie marathon.
Rattay says costume parties are a no-no. Newark has canceled its annual parade, and Rehoboth Beach also nixed its three-day Sea Witch Festival that draws up to 200,000 visitors. Carol Everhart heads the Beach Area Chamber of Commerce.
So it's devastating financially, and it's just very sad to have to do this because people have been coming for so long. They came as children years ago, and now they're back with their children.
Sea Witch is already planning for next year's festival. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.